This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, you can dial on in toll free here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Brett,
and Mark.
And we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. And then on the way, the smart device that called the police on its owners over a supposed domestic dispute. Pretty creepy. We'll get into what happened there. But first, we go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's back on Free Talk Live, calling from Alabama. So you were telling us that you crashed your helicopter recently, or landed safely as safely as you could while sort of barely controlling the crash at the very end through this auto-rotate process.
It's a crash.
It's a harrowing process, it sounds like. But was that the reason you were calling, or were you just kind of giving us a recap on?
That I just wanted to update you on my adventures, I guess.
Well, we're glad you made it out okay.
Hey, I was making Ian wait to find out what this information was. What's that nut that's called on the top of the rotor that holds the rotor on a helicopter?
That's called the Jesus nut.
And why is it called that?
Because if it comes loose, that's all you have time to say.
All right. Yeah. So what else is up?
All right. I was calling about Goonerment and the. Mentioned Goonerment in the past, and it's spelled G-O-O-N-E-R-M-E-N-T, just like it sounds, Goonerment. Mm-hmm. That's my term for what other people call government. And I would love to promote the idea to people. I'm sure most of your listeners are already on the page, or at least they've heard that now that we're in the 21st century and we have all the information at our fingertips, it's time to get rid of this 5,000-year-old expired idea that we need a group of people to tell us how to run our lives. Goonerment is obsolete. We don't need Goonerment anymore. We don't need goons telling us what to do with our lives. And I do support people like Ron Paul and Rand Paul. That's why I did the Ron Paul Corvette. So because those people bring us a step closer to not having a government. And people have a hard time grasping this idea of no government, because that's all we ever have known our whole lives. That we've known government our entire life. We can't imagine something without government. But just try and imagine any problem that has been solved by the Goonerment, and I can't think of one. There's no problem that has ever been solved by the Goonerment. So it's time to move on, people. It's time to evolve past this expired, tried and failed idea that we can elect people that are just as fallible, you know, have just as many problems and faults as we do.
Oh, I wish we could elect people that have just as many faults as we do. I mean, that would be it would be a huge upgrade from what we have if you just went around randomly assigning people. I suspect you might do better if you even just randomly assigned people from lunatic asylums and prisons than what we have for politicians currently. That might be hyperbole, and I don't think that would be the way to go, but random assignation would probably be more effective than what we have today. So I have a couple of things that I'd like to say here. Gene, and I do agree with you that the free market can solve problems better than the government can, but there's all kinds of situations that we have that govern our behavior. I mean, you know, insurance policies govern our behavior. They govern what kind of assistance or relief or whatever we're going to get in a certain situation. So I have a fire insurance on my house, but if I go and intentionally set it on fire, they're not going to pay. And that's part of the governing document in our agreement. wouldn't you say that what we that an involuntary government, or perhaps I use the term state to describe the hierarchical top-down form of government that we've had for the last 5,000 years, as you've mentioned?
Well, if it's voluntary,
I just think that people are terrified when you say government, because you know everybody's been taught their whole lives that you gotta have government, and I tend to agree that we do have to have government. You're going to have government, whether or not it's a democratic republic or whatever, because people are going to govern other people's behavior.
Well, I don't agree with you on that, because you don't have to have, and I find it quite revolting to think that I should need other people to govern my behavior. Why would I need that? It's certainly not something I want. I don't want other people governing my behavior, telling me how to behave and how not to behave.
Sure, now, but if somebody comes onto my property, intent on stealing my television set or something, they're going to find their behavior governed.
Shoot them. Right.
That's government. Government is an
organization
that claims a monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass. I claim the ability to use violence on my property.
And Gene, if we could just go down a slightly different track, maybe do a thought experiment here. You use the word evolve, right? Like, it's time to evolve beyond government. And I really like that idea. I think it is an evolution. If you look at the forms that government has taken since maybe, 2000 BC, if we're going back to ancient Egypt, do you see that the government has perhaps been a necessary step in human evolution, even if it was an ugly one? If you think about well before the government, probably even before the agricultural revolution, you have this, Hobbesian natural state of people throwing rocks at each other, supposedly.
Right. Brutish and short. Life's being brutish and
brutish,
short.
Yes. Nasty. Short.
Well,
what do you think? There has been, you would recognize that forms of government have, they seem to be regressing now as we have more ways, we have more curiosity and more scrutiny largely through technology to see governments for what way they are. They seem to be showing their violent hand once more, especially in the West. But if you just take the growth or the evolution of government from ancient Egypt up to, say, the signing of the Declaration of Independence and the establishment of the Constitution, you could possibly see an evolution in there, right? And that's something that could continue into the future until the state is obsolete. Or do you think I'm crazy?
Well, I think the evolution was at its peak when our founding fathers signed those documents. I think that was the peak of liberty in the whole world. But other than that, we've gone backwards ever since then. For 240 odd years or whatever, liberty has been...
What do you attribute that to?
I attribute that to the failed idea of government. Even though it was a pretty good government, it constantly wants to grow and infringe on liberty and private property. That's just the nature of Gunnerman. You're never going to change that nature, so the only solution is to get rid of Gunnerman.
Right. So a small government is a particularly dangerous form of government because it allows for the maximum prosperity under a government, and then there's more
then
for the government to suck off of. Yeah.
I'd like to jump in here and say that at the time of the Declaration of Independence, in fact, the author thereof at the time owned people. So I don't know if I'm ready to go and say that the Declaration of Independence, although a fantastic rhetorical document, was the peak of human freedom.
Certainly there's some black folks out there that would disagree with that assessment.
Right. I'm going to go, you're talking about 15% of the population or something.
I agree that slavery is, of course, as far anti-liberty as you can get. And
yeah.
That was a failed idea, but don't blame the United States for slavery. I mean, slavery had been around for thousands of years. It was a failed institution, and it still is. And there's nobody today that is trying to bring back slavery that I know of. I've never met one. So this whole argument about slavery needs to go away. But you're right. Some of those people had slaves, not all of them. Certainly not all of them.
I only claim that Thomas Jefferson did. Yeah.
Okay, well, Jefferson did, yeah. But
yep.
Jefferson actually took good care of his slaves. He didn't neglect them, and he wanted to set them free. But in that political environment, it just wasn't going to work out. And there were some freed slaves even then.
Yeah.
And some of the freed slaves became slave owners themselves. So,
we'll come up here in moments. If you got more, Gene, stand by. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and join us on the radio where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And you can Skype on in here at Skype username LRN.FM. I do want to let you know about healthcare. It's pretty messed up in the United States. And like with the net neutrality situation, the government's not going to be able to fix this problem anytime soon because, well, they created the problem. And turns out you don't actually have to have health insurance. There are other options, including HealthExcellenceSelect.com. What you want to do is go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com, and you can learn more about what they've got there. It is freedom from health insurance, and they'll give you a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like, as well as no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including doctors like traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. Also, a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. So go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Again, that's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're saying, Gene, we've got to move past, we've got to evolve past this idea of the coercive state. You used the term goonerment. Mark came up with his usual objection to, you know, getting rid of government because people are afraid of that. But of course, if you propose getting rid of the state, they're going to be afraid of that too because, well, they've been trained to believe that they need the state, even though they know that politicians are scum and liars and untrustworthy. And, you know, they're bad in general. They still believe that there's some sort of benefit to having the state, that if only they could put their people in charge of it, then it would work well.
Well, there's a psychological consideration that's really important here as well. And I think about this a lot as somebody who focuses on the schools versus education and self-sufficiency on my show.
Right.
The state has generation after generation going back at least. And I think the beginning of the public schools was really an intensification of this. They have built dependence into people, you know, and more people. More and more people are existing in this shadow that sooner or later is going to come down. This building that, you know, the people are in the shadow of, sooner or later it's going to come down on its own. It's not sustainable long term. All great nations and all great civilizations eventually collapse. So
under
they
their
say
own
that
way
failing nations
often
what is it? Failing nations collect laws like dogs do fleas. I can't remember exactly what it was. We posted it up on Free Talk Live's Facebook page
like
recently. But you know, it was essentially that when a state begins to fail, it begins to legislate more heavily.
Mm.
And consider there's what 40,000 new laws every year here in the United States. Maybe that's happening now.
So there was an old saying that was part of like the Rothbard, Harry Brown. Lots of people had the push the button debate. I remember the three of us had it on this show one night a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it wasn't the only time it occurred on this show.
Nope.
But you know, this idea or the saying was that as soon as that, you know, you push the button and the state goes away, there's a demand for it or it's up and running again the next day. And if you think about the dependence that government builds into people, and I didn't believe this a few years ago, and I'm really questioning it now, the catastrophes that could occur if it were, I mean, that, I guess this is leading up to the question, Gene, how do you propose this happens? Because I don't think that if it happened overnight.
How does he propose the evolution pass
how,
the state?
Yeah, what does the evolution look like in your mind, Gene?
Well, I'd like to go over Mark's contract, but I would think that the evolution, we kind of missed the window in 2008 because that was the evolution. Ron Paul for president would have been the evolution that would have resulted in less government and that downward trend towards liberty. But we missed the boat. Now we got Donald Trump, or we could have had Hillary Clinton. Either way, it's a nightmare. So, but I would like to address Mark's question regarding contract without a goonerment and how that can work.
But basically, before you get into that, you didn't really answer Brett's question. Your answer was, well, we could have done it in 2008. So, I mean, are you saying that it's not possible now?
I was feeling quietly unsatisfied with that because Ron Paul, I mean, who's to even say that he, not to be a conspiracy theorist, but I am one, okay, that he would survive, you know, his first term without being assassinated.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about putting somebody who rocks the boat so significantly into that position. I mean, first of all, there's no way it ever could have happened,
well,
I don't believe.
If he would have been elected, it would have shown an electorate that was far more mature mm-hmm. than the one that we had.
Right.
Like the one we had said, wow, that guy looks really great in a suit and gives a good speech. And it's going to show something about our societal evolution if we elect him or something.
So I'm going to disagree about whether Ron Paul could have gotten elected, because I honestly believe that he would have been elected if it weren't for the bias in the media. And we all have seen the videos of how biased the media was towards Ron Paul. And that's the reason he lost that election. But anyway, how will the evolution occur today? I don't see it. I don't see an evolution occurring today. All I see coming now is a huge collapse, which is what I saw coming before Ron Paul.
That's what Conan's saying. He's preparing for the end.
And but, Mark, your question, how would contract work with... And I know you've heard this before.
I'm not asking how contracts would work. I'm asking this, Gene, just to be clear on my question. You can answer whatever question you want. It'll probably be enlightening when you do. I just want to make sure that I'm only disputing the term. When you say that humans can't live without government, I would say that humans can live without government. I would say that the accurate thing to say is that humans can live without the state, the form of the government that we've had up to this point that we've all sort of looked at as government. But we have governments that are voluntary that we interact with on a regular basis all the time. And so that we should use the terminology we are attempting to do away with the state,
those voluntary interactions are basically contracts. So you can have a contract without a gunerment. And the way a contract is enforced is by the parties of the contract agree to the enforcement procedure. It's part of the contract. So if you sign an agreement with me to paint my house, in the contract it says what my what I can do if you don't paint my house properly. See? So I can, in the contract, it would say something like I could hire an arbitrary board to come in and tell you got to pay me X amount of money, and if that doesn't work, then there's going to be an enforcement.
I just like to say I like what you both have to say on this issue, and I'm kind of torn between them because I get where Mark's coming from. Mark wants to sort of protect the word government to possibly be used to describe what you're talking about, which would be that contract as a governing contract. But Gene, you are pointing out that you're talking about government as in this this group of men and women that are ruling arbitrarily over people, which Mark is saying no, that should be the state. And I get you both. I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for weighing in. The toll free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. I'm wondering, Mark. I've always enjoyed your perspective on this, but I wonder if you did a poll of the American people, would they respond differently to the question of, well, would you like to get rid of the government or would you like to get rid of the state? Would there actually be a significant difference?
Well, I can tell you this. I've got years worth of experience of being here on the radio and attempting to massage this terminology. It's my job to deliver this message, which is fringe at best, to people who are not necessarily looking to hear it. And, if we can use the Socratic method and agree on terms here, then maybe I can do that job a little more easily than people running around going, anarchist, burn this government, that kind of thing.
855-450 free, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi friends, let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that you're children are vulnerable. Your parents are vulnerable. And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you dialed toll-free to join us. If you would like, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, transactions are fast, and can be confirmed instantly. You can even pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Fees are much lower with Dash than they are for Bitcoin. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. That again is Dash.org.
Dash Force News reports 1,800 different Austrian post offices now have Dash for sale. So you can get Dash all over Austria.
That's pretty impressive.
Yep.
Check out Dash Force News for the latest headlines from the Dash world. That's DashForceNews.com. They did an interview with me the other day, Joel Valenzuela, one of their reporters. I haven't had a chance yet to post that on Free Keen or Free Talk Live, but it's on my to-do list. Meanwhile, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Socrates. He's on the line via Skype. Hello, Socrates. Hello? Socrates on Skype, going once. Socrates. In
oh, I'm muted. I'm sorry about that, guys.
There you are. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, let me follow up on the last caller. The term slavery was brought up, and Thomas Jefferson probably isn't the best example of someone that's, took care of his slaves. But you could give Ben Franklin as a better counterexample, seeing as not but only did Ben Franklin inherit slaves that he didn't want, but he instantaneously freed them.
Hmm.
He just just putting that out.
There was a political context. I'm not defending Thomas Jefferson, obviously, but there was a political context that was different, Jefferson being from Virginia and Franklin being from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's a pretty big difference.
And Ben Franklin was also kind of a jet setter. He liked to go to Europe and have weird satanic sex parties and stuff. So hard to manage a plantation while you're doing that.
How do 14 groundbreaking innovations in science, I mean, sorry, 14 inventions in different areas of science while going to satanic sex parties seems a little bit more harder than keeping up a plantation.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I stand corrected. I mean, I think sex parties, I don't think that's like a 24/7 thing. I think they're actually better when you don't do them that way. You make it like an occasional treat. There was travel. I'm saying he had to travel for them.
If you could find scientist slaves, he could add so much more.
And you can do science anywhere. Yeah. You know, a plantation is stationary.
Well, that may be true, but I guess it comes to the point that he didn't decide to take his slaves along with him. He decided to free them instantaneously and not blame them on debt or having affairs with them.
Sure.
But it kind of defeats the point. I actually wanted to call because I kind of had evolution in my original thinking in terms of the Islamic controversy that's coming into here.
Okay.
People, there seems to be an obvious distinction between Islam that creates suicide bombers and Islam that does not. And of course, I'm talking about how Sunni extremism generally leads to suicide bombs. And I don't think there's been a Shiite suicide bombing attack in the last 20 years in the Western world. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. I did want to actually ask Ian, Mark, you guys, your opinions on this. I do think that there actually is grounds to prevent if, like, a government is to like, quote-unquote, like, allow people from certain areas to come in. Ideally, you would want private property owners to establish their own borders. But since government is creating arbitrary borders, they might as well enforce them into the way that might be practical, right? So
it might
this
be what?
Kind of goes
practical?
On. Yeah, into a practical, meaning that you invite people into your country that generally are going to be apt to integrating into the society and not creating what you could see in London where you have these subsections of these no-go zones where these cultures of Islam, Sunni Islam, where they all
wasn't
integrate.
Wasn't that found to be false, that whole no-go zone thing? I feel like somebody called about that and it was like total BS.
Tim Pool investigated that very claim. Tim Pool is not not an anarchist, not a right winger. He's actually kind of considered left wing journalist. It's actually considered to be true. There are areas. It's not no go into literally like police don't go in there. It's just that police generally need an escort from a second police officer in some areas of Sweden, where there's not, like where there's concentrated neighborhoods of Islam immigrants. It's not quote unquote. The Syrian rebels or anything like that, but it is a larger problem based on this migration crisis.
And you're saying the no-go zones are in London? Is that what you said?
But they're in Sweden.
Sweden. I mean, according to Snopes.com, it says that.
Oh no! Don't do the cat lady.
It says that one of the most persistent myths about crime in Sweden is that some areas are so dangerous to due to outlaw asylum seekers that the police can't enter them. And then they give an example in a tabloid from the UK from 2017 in February that says, quote, "The shocking attack of bottles being thrown at police on the on-duty officers is just one of many incidents as officials have placed more than 50 areas on a no-go zone list where they admit they do not have control. Lawless thugs are wreaking havoc unchecked, and officers are often at personal risk when entering the crisis-hit areas," unquote.
Socrates, that just sounds difficult for me to imagine that any state says, oh, yeah, well, we've just kind of let that particular area go, and we're not going to send our people in there. I mean, you know, the worst places in the United States, yeah, there might be a period of time when the officers pull back, but then they go in and force, and they make it very, very clear who's in charge.
There seems to be a different culture.
I can actually give you
Hold on one second, Socrates.
Go ahead.
There does seem to be a different culture in Scandinavia and other places in Europe where, because I've been observing this for a while, and my whole affect here is, like, I'd rather gather the most amount of information possible about this, even if it leads to us having to say things that might be uncomfortable and then trying to understand what they mean. I do understand that in Scandinavian countries, Sweden particularly, they scrubbed ethnic data from crime stats, right? So it almost appears like there has been an effort to, well, not an effort, a burying of heads in the sand, almost like not wanting to admit there's a problem here because it's impolitic or it will seem intolerant. And I think that it really just needs to be uncovered and examined for what it is. And, you know, telling the truth about it or looking at it critically does not mean one is intolerant or bigoted or racist or Islamophobic or any of these things. You know, I want the information. I want to understand what's going on in that part of the world. And it just becomes so polarized so quickly in every discussion that I hear about.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything that we get is coming from somebody else.
Exactly.
We don't live there, so we, you know,
well,
we have to...
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's articles, and I'm reading the article here from BuzzFeed, not exactly the greatest source in the world, how the myth of lawless no-go zones in Sweden won't die, from The Atlantic, a very good publication when it comes to journalism, why the Muslim no-go zone myth won't die, the local.se, embassy no-go zones do not exist in Sweden. That's a Swedish.
But they're saying these are myths.
If you wrote a story about Compton or Liberty City in the late 80s and early 90s, what would you have said about it? Go ahead, Socrates.
Well, no, that's a great point. We do have no-go zones literally in the United States. Not like outside Chicago, there are two cities. There's a city called Gary, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, Indiana, and East St. Louis are actually two cities where we have modern no-go zones. Police tell you to not stop at stop signs and not stop at red lights. And if you've ever seen the Palace Theater in Gary, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but does that mean the police aren't there? I thought the idea of the no-go zone was that the police don't go there. Thanks for the call tonight, Socrates. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the MicroPowerGuard, the AirRanger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at airlifeone.com or call 800-916-7873.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial on in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We had a gentleman bring up the so-called no-go zones, and Daryl was actually listening in the other room. He came in here and
our inestimable researcher, Daryl, he's really great at this.
Because he remembers all kinds of details. I just remembered, wait a minute, didn't we debunk that? And he specifically remembered what the debunking was. It was this guy who, and I found out the dude's name. I did manage to look this up. Again, another Snopes article, this one entitled Crime in Sweden, Sharia Law Muslim No-Go Zones. The rumor is that several European and American cities have been designated Islamic no-go zones where Sharia law prevails, and they say that is false. They had this character, Steve Emerson, a self-styled terrorism expert. He claimed that a number of Muslim no-go zones existed in areas of the U.S., England, France, and other Western countries. This was during a Fox News segment. According to Emerson, Sharia law essentially overrode the laws of those countries in which said zones were located, and local police avoided interceding in the affected areas.
I don't know how Sharia law could override laws in, like, I'm thinking specifically the United States. So let's take Dearborn, your highest Muslim concentration in the United States. How would Sharia law override U.S. law or Michigan law in that place?
I mean, they would have to get a bunch of Muslims in charge of the law, the government, and then they would have to implement it and use force and violence to enforce it on people, just like any other law.
Yeah. Does anybody think that's happening?
But that's not the purpose of Sharia law. That would require some very extremist Muslims who've misunderstood the point of Sharia law. We've had Will Coley.
I'm sure there's plenty of them running around. They seem to have set up a caliphate.
There's not enough of them to get elected in the United States.
No, I don't. I mean, if a store chooses to not sell pork in a given geographic area because it would offend their customers, that's that store's business.
Emerson claimed, quote, well, these no-go zones exist not only in France, but they exist throughout Europe. They're sort of amorphous. They're not contiguous necessarily, but they're sort of safe havens, and they're places where the governments like France, Britain, Sweden, Germany don't exercise any sovereignty, he said. So you
That's
have
nonsense.
Basically have zones where Sharia courts were set up, where Muslim density is very intense, where the police don't go in, and it's where it's basically a separate country almost, a country within a country, unquote. He continued by insinuating authorities in areas as France and the UK denied the existence of no-go zones in their countries and claimed the entire city of Birmingham, England, was one such example of a no-go zone in which the non-Muslim residents were not permitted. He said, quote, in Britain, it's not just no-go zones. There are actual cities like Birmingham that are totally Muslim where non-Muslims just simply don't go in. And parts of London, there are actually Muslim religious police that actually beat and actually wound seriously anyone who doesn't dress according to Muslim, religious Muslim attire. So there's a situation that Western Europe is not dealing with. In response, British Prime Minister David Cameron termed Emerson a complete idiot.
What I could see happening is if you go into an area where the concentration of enough religious nut jobs in a given area, and then you do something, let's say that you walk around in a bikini, or in my case, a Speedo, or whatever it might be. I don't think that it's as offensive as men running around in Speedos as it is women running around in bikinis. So let's say a woman goes wears a bikini in, you know, some place, some foreign place I don't know about, because I imagine in Dearborn it'd be a real problem. It would be, they'd be able to get away with it. But, you know, I've heard about these sorts of things happening in London where people get hurt because they, for whatever reason, you know, they run afoul of the religious nuts in that particular area. So if that happens, then I would consider that to be a big problem. If somebody comes up and says, I don't like the way you're dressed, well, tough. You went out in public.
Emerson ended up retracting his statements about the no-go zones in a statement that he published on his website, investigativeproject.org. Quote, I have clearly made a terrible error for which I am deeply sorry. My comments about Birmingham were totally an error, and I'm issuing this apology and correction for having made this comment about the beautiful city of Birmingham. I do not intend to justify or mitigate my mistake by stating that I had relied on other sources because I should have been much more careful. There was no excuse for making this mistake, and I owe an apology to every resident of Birmingham. I'm not going to make any excuses. I made an inexcusable error, and I'm obligated to openly acknowledge that mistake. I wish to apologize for all residents of that great city of Birmingham. From Steve Emerson, P.S. I'm making a donation to Birmingham Children's Hospital.
I think, just to zoom out a little bit here, there's another problem, and we were talking about this during the break, and it's interesting. I think it's worth pointing out that we went off the air, Daryl came in, we started talking about this, and within 60 seconds, three of us were hooting and hollering in here about this. These identity issues are incredibly volatile. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
And we have to pause and think that issues that create that kind of that emotion and otherizing in people are very politically useful. So if you find yourself getting sucked into either side of these things, I think it's just worth, you know, taking a pause and thinking about that. Why so many of these types of conflicts are being perpetuated right now. I'm not saying I have the answer to that why. I'm just saying it's worth considering and it's worth sort of assessing how it affects each one of us individually.
Well, but the reason is because cultures clash, right?
Cultures, like, well, I mean, that's the thing. So we have this phrase called no-go zone, right? Which is a slogan. Mm-hmm. It's a sort of
Like an alt-right slogan at this point.
But it's a nebulous concept. And one of the reasons why people that we might call xenophobes or alt-righters or right-wingers would latch on to no-go zone is because it describes a complex problem in a very quick and simple way. Mm. It puts handles on something that is complex and amorphous and hard to move, and it says, here, this is the problem. You can just take it and pass it on to the next person. No-go zone, finger quotes, right? That might not actually exist. So just because no-go zones are debunked doesn't mean that there aren't cultural problems, whether they stem from certain radical aspects of certain sects of Islam or European countries weakening because they turn towards socialism, which often becomes a huge cultural problem. But I think there's a lot more at play here.
But there's a big difference between some uncomfortable factors between different cultures living nearby one another and the abject fear that you're going to be beaten on the streets in some sort of no-go zone, right? Like, there's a huge raft of difference between those two.
Oh, let me ask you this. My good friend Julian, whom you've met, lived in a neighborhood just outside of Bedford-Stuy.
New York,
yeah,
right?
Bed-Stuy was known to be a pretty bad place in the mid to late 80s. And he got beaten up and robbed twice walking home through there. Would you say that it, if you were sitting around, not on the radio, but just sitting around with some friends in 1992, let's presume you were an adult, and you said, oh, that Bed-Stuy, man, it's a real no-go zone. Do you think using that shorthand, as Brett has called it here, would be a fair thing to say?
Well, that would be a recommendation as far as you might not want to go to this place. It may be a high-crime area, but that's different than saying the police have dubbed this a no-go zone and they won't go there. That, the suggestion
that's
there
true.
Is
that's
that
pretty
it's
much what he
so
said.
Bad. The suggestion is
but the
it's
police
so
did
bad.
Dub Detroit a no-go zone essentially from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m., did they not?
There's certain areas in Detroit where the police aren't providing service. That's
what
true.
What do you call that?
That's true. It's a failed city in that particular case.
That's kind of what's being alleged here, is that the policing department...
But it has nothing to do with Muslims in the case of Detroit.
It doesn't matter. It has to do with a failed government, and that's essentially what's being talked about here. In one case, it's saying, hey...
But here it's just conjecture. Here it's a lie, whereas what you're talking about is a real news story about
the police. Well, the caller specifically said, like, East St. Louis. I mean, I saw a documentary where wild dogs have, like, taken out some kids in East St. Louis. I think it's safe to call it an S-hole, okay? I mean, like, I don't...
It's fine.
I'm not trying...
And the police may agree with you.
I'm not saying that all Muslims must die.
This is about propaganda versus the truth, right? So the propaganda is these are no-go zones because of Muslims.
Because of Sharia or the expansion of it, yeah.
The truth is they're not no-go zones. No one in those police departments has ever said it. There's another. The rest of the story here from the other Snopes piece is that Swedish police were quick to tell us that these so-called no-go zones do not exist. The term originated with a newspaper columnist, Per Gundmundsson, who used it to refer to a police report identifying problem areas in the country where there's a criminal milieu. In these areas, there's high crime, low socioeconomic status, and lack of social integration. There's a little bit more here we can get into it. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though, at 855-450 free like freedom. Hour number 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.